with military tensions once again rising around Iraq, Iraqi war veterans, peace activists, and concerned citizens felt the need to make a public stand. About 30 of them did just that at Harvard Square, Cambridge, during the evening commute. They were quite visible, with large signs and a bullhorn. Eric Wazaletsky is one such veteran, and now is a member of Veterans for Peace.
There's 30 warrior writers in town, and we've all just got back from Iraq. And none of us wants to go back over, and we don't want to send other young people over. And this is a poem I wrote at a warrior writers event. It's called Talking About War. I want to tell you, but it's hard. You want to listen, but it's hard. It stands between us, bringing us together and driving us apart. I start by playing it safe and telling only a small part. You listen, but after a while I see your eyes glaze over. It is too much. You have disconnected. You care, but can't come to where I am. It stands between us. This inner conflict breaks us, veterans. You want to know, and I want to tell you, but neither one of us can.
Longtime social justice activist and author Joseph Gerson addressed both the group gathered and people passing by.
Well, what we do here today is, it's important. We're marking the fact, I mean, with dozens of people here, that people here in Boston don't want more war, that we're committed to peacemaking. But what's most important is what we do tonight, what we do tomorrow, what we do next week to help ensure that others in our community also mobilize, press members of Congress, and insist that war is not the answer, and that we build a sustainable and prosperous economy that serves us, rather than fighting for, if you will, our oil under their ground. Take care and work for peace. Peace now! Peace now!
Susan Jones was one of the people holding a sign. I asked her why she chose to stand out in public.
It's important for people to get out on the streets and be seen, not just sign petitions on Facebook. Numbers. They need to see the numbers, get the numbers, and there aren't enough here yet.
Well, you're saying there's not enough out here. There's several dozen here, and given that it was just called like very quickly, I think that's a pretty good turnout.
That's true, and I'm glad everybody's here. I want more. I want people to say, oh, yes, come over here. I want to join that.
As she and others listened, several people took the bullhorn, introduced themselves, and spoke their mind.
Good afternoon. I'm Jason Philip Lowenthal, the Green Party, Rainbow Coalition. I'm new to activism, but if history has taught me anything, it's that history slopes towards peace, and it slopes towards the left. And like any other sled, the more people that we get on it, the faster we'll travel downhill. I never served, but my father was in the armed forces, my grandfather, and I know that the fingerprints of war exist on a family for generations. Thank you.
Sisters and brothers, my name's Nancy Coe. I've been watching the press and especially listening to those right-wing Republicans blaming Obama, saying that the problem is that he withdrew the troops too early. The problem is they invaded and occupied Iraq for absolutely no reason except the thirst for oil. There were no weapons of mass destruction. We know that clearly now. How many hundreds of thousands of Iraqi lives and U.S. military lives were lost over this ridiculous war?
My name is Paul Anders. I'm with Mass Peace Action. I heard on the news today that the U.S. aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush is heading for Iraq, and we know what a disaster the war was under the auspices of his son, George W. Bush. It seems that the aircraft carrier is a symbol of the great military hammer that the U.S. has, and we go around looking for nails with which to use our hammer.
The crowd did grow as the hour went on. One person visiting from California just happened upon the event and picked up a sign from a small pile in front of the group. It read, History, Tragedy, Farce, and Insanity.
Well, I would say that this kind of presence is important everywhere. And I happen to be here now, and just because I'm not where I usually live doesn't mean that I can't show my support for quelling the craziness at the beginning.
Quelling the craziness, concise and to the point. From Harvard Square in Cambridge, I am Chuck Rosina.